Oshta Sunalei. Good morning in Cherokee. And welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. When my daughter Carmen was a little girl and she got herself into trouble, I would firmly and coldly ask her with a straight look on my face, "Okay, Carmen, who are you going to take with you?" I would always teach her that when we get into trouble, we always take someone with us. Always. We may as well be chained together when one of us veers off the road. It's a very cold and selfish maneuver on our part not to think of anyone else except ourselves when we choose to drive our life blindly. And it is most definitely a choice. I would always teach her, when you do not self-discipline, then someone will have to do it for you. When you do not exhibit self-control, then someone will have to control you. Under varying circumstances, this can be applied to absolutely anything, such as health, finances, relationships, sex, driving, drugs, alcohol, you name it. Carmen knew that superficial, I don't know, responses would get her into more hot water with me. I did not have the patience for, I don't know. My job was to be her first teacher, and that was exactly what I was going to do. Whatever she did, she needed to answer for it. I always refrained from punishing Carmen for the first 24 hours after she was in trouble, so I didn't go into my crazy lunatic mom mode. I can definitely do that. In this way, I could be calm, rational, and still come from a loving state of mind. Anger is not love. We've been over that the last few shows. Yelling is not love. It just isn't. It was important for me to wait for the calm. She also knew I had more time to think of a punishment. Quite the major bummer if you were my child, I'd have to say. I remember one time in particular, she was 6 years old, when I asked her, "Okay, Carmen, who are you going to take with you?" She slowly and tearfully rattled off every single person she knew. I nearly broke down in proud sobs for my baby, because she got it. My little cherub knew that her bad decision impacted everyone around her. She was taking all of us with her, even if she didn't really want to. She was going to be grounded, and we were all going to have to pay in some form or another. It was going to happen, and she could now foresee it and had remorse. My 6-year-old little Leo cubby had experienced insight, foresight, and hindsight in the span of a minute. It was awesome. Folks, before you make choices, consider other people and how it impacts them. Granted, we should be helping each other through difficult times, but I think you know what I'm referring to here. While there are certainly wounds we carry from childhood that we work through as adults, we also experience self-inflicted wounds from our own bad decisions that impact and compromise other people unnecessarily. The more you embrace responsibility and self-discipline, the easier life can become. No kidding, it really does work that way. In Cherokee, we say, "Denda go hayon," and remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.